For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Now, Senator Couser, thanks for your time this morning.
Good morning, Tim. Good to be with you.
I should mention the reason that he and you and everybody else in the Senate are supposed to be self-quarantining because one of you unfortunately tested positive for COVID-19. Senator Brandon Beach, Republican from Alpharetta. Have you had any contact with him? I mean, since this, is he doing okay? What do you know, if anything, about that?
We had a conference call the night that he discovered this on, I guess it was Wednesday. Mid-afternoon, his test results came back, and we were all advised by about 6 o'clock on Wednesday. Then we had a conference call with all the senators on it at 8 to advise us what to do. And he was on that call, and he apologized for having, exposed everybody and not being more careful with that. He thought his symptoms had subsided and that he didn't have it when he came back to session on Monday. And then, of course, he discovered later that he did. That's the last contact I've had with him. I hope he's doing well. I think he was. His symptoms had gotten better. No fever, et cetera, by the time the results came back on Wednesday.
And in terms of you, I mean, any reason to think there's anything that you should be concerned about, or is this just a matter of course for you?
It's just a matter of course since we've all been exposed, and it's entirely appropriate for the senators to follow the same rules that we expect the rest of our citizens to if they know they've been exposed. Fortunately, I do not sit near him in the Senate chamber. I was not in close contact with him. I've experienced absolutely no symptoms whatsoever. We've been, put on notice to look out for a fever and look out for congestion and or even digestive tract problems, a variety of flu-like symptoms, which I have had none. I've got a thermometer. I've been, doing my temperature several times a day. I hadn't even hit 98.6 yet. I'm beginning to worry that mine is too low. But so it's, not to make light of it, but I have been vigilantly watching for symptoms. I have had none. And we're told that until you have exhibited symptoms that you would not be contagious, even if it turns out that I catch it. Symptoms come up later. Nobody's in any danger that's been near me. Up until now. And so we're just being very prudent.
Now, let's talk about what you folks did, Senator Bill Couser. That one-day special session was Monday. You spent some time essentially ratifying and setting some parameters on the governor's public health declaration, public health emergency, first ever in Georgia. What y'all folks actually do?
Well, what we did was exactly what you say. We ratified or concurred with the governor's decision to declare a state of medical emergency. There's a particular code section that gives him the power to do that if confronted with an emergency such that it even, in the code refers to a pandemic influenza emergency, which is clearly what we have here. And in the circumstance that the governor believes we're under that type of situation, he can declare the emergency. And within 2 days, the legislature has to meet to concur with him because once such a state is declared, vast powers are given to the governor, and in our system of checks and balances, we want to make sure that they're not just unilaterally declaring a false emergency. It needs to be for real before those powers are granted to the governor. So we met Monday. We concurred that there was a medical emergency statewide, and we had a resolution that concurred with that, which then conveyed to him pretty vast powers to deal with that under these extreme circumstances.
Now, the question that people are asking is how long this emergency authorization is in place and whether it has to be reauthorized and when and what happens if things get so bad you can't come back for another session.
Now, that's going to be the interesting question there. How would you handle it if we can't come back? We went ahead and called a new special session on April the 15th. Which would have been 30 days beyond where the governor had declared that emergency. The statute is clear that no state of emergency or disaster may continue for longer than 30 days unless renewed by the governor. And so there was some conversation on between the House and the Senate on Monday. Well, can he automatically renew that? Or if he renews, does that again require the legislature to act and either to ratify it or to terminate the pregnancy? Maybe I do have something here, Tim. It's a state of emergency, right, that we would be able to come back. So we decided that it was best to go ahead and plan to come back in 30 days to do one of those two courses of action, to either renew and concur with an extension of the state of emergency or to go ahead and terminate it if things have gotten under control, which we let's all hope that they do.
And no sense at all, Senator Council, let's go on this one, no sense at all as to when you return and finish business in the regular session.
No, I think everybody presumes that we need to let this epidemic go through, play its course out, and hopefully we respond well and everybody recovers and it stops spreading. It's encouraging news out of China, where it all started, that they are having no new cases now. So it looks like, within a few months at the most, that it does kind of work its way through the population and it can be controlled and terminated with appropriate measures. And we're hoping we'll do the same. Initially, we thought we'd be back in a couple of weeks. We're hopeful of that. Now we know we'll be back on April the 15th. We're not sure if we'll be able to resume normal business on that day or simply address whether to renew or to terminate this emergency. I'm probably guessing, since the president said we need an 8-week period of social distancing and extreme caution, that it'll probably be a couple of months before we go back to finish our business. We have 11 legislative days to go, and so we'll probably run straight through a couple of weeks whenever we do get back and take care of the most pressing business, the budget, naturally, for the upcoming fiscal year that starts on July 1st, and then do important things and get back to our regular lives.
All right. Senator Bill Couser, I'm sure anxious to get back to your regular life at some point, but self-quarantining now. Thanks for your time this morning. Best of luck moving forward.
Thank you, Tim. Appreciate you having me.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.